The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Aruna asks, how do you handle a team member who just does not follow the system? A know-it-all, does it all his way. So I love this question for several reasons, okay? I used to be that guy. I was the know-it-all. And I can tell you, and this was in my first network marketing company, which honestly, I planned on being in forever. However, my upline so didn't know how to handle me. She so didn't know how to handle me. And hey, listen, you know, could I have been better? Definitely. But the way it was handled was horrendous, horrendous. And so I remember, I mean, one time, and I had, you know, in that company, I never went on to make big, big money, but I made some money. But in my first, I think 90 days, I was the number two star maker in the company out of 600,000 people. And back then, star maker meant, I think I still have the plaque somewhere because I was really proud of that. Star maker meant you helped the most amount of personal recruits get their first two people. Right. There was one guy in New Zealand that beat me. And I didn't follow the system. Right. I thought I knew it all. Right. I had done marketing. I mean, I'd marketed real estate. What do these guys know? I understood internet marketing. What do these guys know? And so I did my own thing and had some success, not big success. So could I have been more coachable? Definitely. But boy, was it handled horribly. And so one of the events, long story short, I won't give you all the nitty gritty details, but basically me and one of my leaders was kind of tricked into asking for help from the upline. It was a weird thing, but we were, you know, trying to work with them and trying to figure it out. And then at an event, there was about 120 people in the room. The upline stands up and says, yes, some of you are asking me for help. She's reached out to me offering help. I didn't, you know, it's a little different. And she says, some of you have asked me for help, but you're not following the system. So I'm sorry, Ray and Patrick, I can't do your meeting. And I'm like, thanks. Thanks for that. So my leader stands up and says, F it. I don't need this, bro. Walks out, quits. And I stand up. I just kind of shake my head. I'm just like, all right, hasta la vista, and I quit. And so here's what I've learned not to do. So actually looking back, I'm very grateful. I'm so grateful for the horrible leadership I've experienced over my life because it told me what not to do. It taught me, don't be that. And so how do you handle it? That's how not to handle it. Okay, how do you handle it? So how you handle it is when you talk to this person, stop trying to get them to follow the system and just say, hey, listen, I know you're doing things your own way. And listen, if that's getting you results, keep rocking it, my friend. Keep killing it. Keep rocking it. I'm here for you if I can support you in any way, shape, or form. The company where I became the number one income earner of, I had some wild cats. I had some internet crazies. I had some internet marketing gangsters that completely, I mean, I had an entire team of probably somewhere between 7,000-10,000 people, and they preach, don't go to company events. And so I told them, I'm like, hey man, you know, I disagree with you bashing the, you know, company events. But hey, listen, you know, it's your team, whatever you'd like to do. If you would like me to do a training, I'm totally game to do it. And I won't mention a company event. And so they had me do trainings from time to time. And so I didn't require everyone to follow the system. But notice what I said. I said, hey, if this is working for you, keep rocking it. Because most of the people that don't follow the system, it doesn't work. So instead of getting into a theological battle of, I think this system works better than that system, or this video works better than that video, just say, hey, if you're getting results, keep rocking it. Most of the times they're not. And so when you say that to them, they kind of reflect on, oh, wait a minute, we're not arguing about systems. We're talking about results. And then you need to be able to back it up and say, hey, listen, my friend Tina, she's brought in 100 people. My friend Joey's brought in, 200 people. My friend Joey, you need to be able to use testimonials and say, here are the stories of my system. I don't know about your system, right? But if it's working for you, keep doing it, right? So you're giving them free will. And that's one thing that I think people underestimate is the type of person that joins a network marketing company, little rebellious already. Willing, there's a lot of critics, right? There's a lot of skeptics of network marketing. So just to join a company, you're a little rebellious. You're a little against the grain. So when you have an upline saying, you've got to do it this way, get back in your cubicle. Don't you dare do it any other way than the system, right? When you have that's, rebels, they don't like hearing that, right? They don't like that kind of stuff. They're a little defiant, right? They're a little contrarian sometimes. Now, if you can help paint the picture that, hey, logically, this gets more results versus argue about why your system is better than their system, you're going to have more buy-in. Keep them around the campfire. They may catch a spark. Exactly. I had a lot of people that started off not following the system and weren't getting results. And I didn't browbeat them. I didn't say, someone's not following the system. Right? I didn't make them feel stupid. I didn't call them out. I didn't publicly bash them. Like some of these leaders, they crack me up. More leaders seek control than production. I seek production. I like production. I like no drama and production. My man, Joe Polish, he says, have an elf business, easy, lucrative, and fun. And that means not having so much drama, not fighting so much, not browbeating people, shaming them. It's just no fun.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary.